Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. South Dakota law enforcement officials believe a Bristol man drowned in a Day County lake while hunting alone and trying to retrieve a bird. The 63-year-old man was reported missing in early November. The Day County Sheriff's Office says his body was found November 5th in Lake Jesse. The Sheriff's Office is not releasing the man's name. Day County Sheriff Barry Hillestead says officials believe he went hunting on October 30th. Hillestead says the hunter was not reported missing for a few days because he lived alone. Foul play is not suspected in his death. Well, residents in the Aberdeen area are being targeted in a phone scam, according to Tom Schmidt, the chief deputy with the Brown County Sheriff's Department. Schmidt says the scam deals with jury duty, and it's designed to take people's money.
What these people are now doing, and it's an old scam with a kind of a new twist, they're calling to say that you've missed jury duty and we have a summons. They called one lady at her place of work and said, you know, we have a warrant for your arrest. It's making it really an ugly deal, and in the past, a lot of times they would just say, you know, just go to Walmart or Target or whatever, do a money transfer, and just send it here, and that'll take care of it, and you won't have to go to court. Well, now they're actually asking everything from a money transfer to have you purchased gift cards, like Visa gift cards, and then when you get back home, scratch the number, give this phone number a call, and tell us what the number is, and then that will take care of it.
Schmidt says the best way to know that it's not a legit call from law enforcement is because the caller is asking for money or gift cards.
We would never ask for money over the phone. You know, we would end up saying, you know, that there is a warrant. You need to do is either come down here because you'll need to get fingerprinted and photographed. You know, if it's a warrant that you can go to the clerk of courts and pay them directly. But we would never, ever ask them to send money in. If they're asking for gift cards, that should be a real red light there, too, is that, you know, we don't take gift cards for fines.
Schmidt says the elderly are probably at most risk of the scam. A South Dakota legislative panel has endorsed a measure that would ask voters to give lawmakers a pay raise. The executive board voted to advance a plan that would link legislators' pay to South Dakota's median household income. Jason Hancock with the Legislative Research Council briefed board members on what other states do in regard to legislative salaries.
About half the states either set their own salaries, as you do here, or it's locked up in their constitution what the salary is. About two-fifths of the state, 19 of them, have some kind of an outside commission involved in the salary-setting process. The remaining states tie it to an outside factor of some type that adjusts automatically.
House Speaker Mark Mickelson says low salaries can limit who can serve in the legislature. Right now, state lawmakers are paid $6,000 per session plus per diem. State Representative Tim Reed of Brookings echoed Mickelson's concerns.
I'm in agreement that we should go forward with this. Too many times I've had conversations with constituents within Brookings, even all over the state, and they're talking about an issue and what they believe in. I said, well, how come you don't run? Can't afford it. So they come back and say, I can't afford it. And so I really believe that the pool of candidates shrinks, and I think more people should be able to participate. So that's why I fully support this.
The president of the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry is chiming in on possible ballot issues that could appear in South Dakota's 2018 elections. David Owens says of the 20 measure drafts that were submitted to Secretary of State Chantel Krebs' office, a dozen were approved for circulation, but only eight of them were returned by last Monday's deadline.
One of those is probably not going to make it. So my prediction is we'll have seven ballot measures next year, plus whatever the legislature puts on for constitutional amendments.
Owen singled out three measures, if approved for the ballot, that should draw a lot of money and attention.
Prescription drug pricing bill will gather a lot of attention. Cigarette tax for institutes. Technical institutes should be fairly active. And I think there's going to be a lot of money on this revote on the old IM-22.
10 ballot measures went before South Dakota voters last year. 4 were approved. 6 of them were defeated. The legislature later repealed initiated Measure 22, which was one of the approved measures. Well, South Dakota legislators will deal with a number of education issues in next year's session. That's pretty much a given. Wade Pogany, the executive director of the Associated School Boards of South Dakota, says funding is always at the top of the list.
There will always be a debate about funding. Everything else is out there. And it is discouraging that the sales tax receipts are so low. And so the state's got to make up work with that just to get to zero, I mean, to get to their budget. So we'll see what the governor proposes in December, and we'll talk about it.
State Senator Craig Kennedy of Yankton says many of the education issues that were debated in this year's session will be back in 2018.
I can tell you that last year we had roughly 35 bills, some form or another, that related to education, and they covered a wide spectrum of issues. I expect we'll see something similar to that again this year.
Kennedy has sponsored a bill in the past that would have paid back some tuition costs for teachers who ended up taking jobs in rural school districts.
We felt that there was an obvious need to get people out teaching in the smaller communities and the smaller districts. Thought that the tuition reimbursement program might be a way to entice people. That bill also did not get out of committee. But I anticipate you'll see something like that again.
Well, many South Dakota farmers have wrapped up fall harvest work after a mostly dry week last week. While temperatures were running below average, USDA says in its weekly crop progress report that minimal precipitation allowed South Dakota farmers to make continued progress in the corn, sunflower, and sorghum harvests. The corn harvest is 82% complete, sorghum at 83%, sunflowers are 81% harvested. More than half the winter wheat is rated in poor or very poor condition. And University of South Dakota officials say they're taking steps to better train staff and students on the proper ways to respond to sexual assaults. The comments came at a Monday forum on campus in Vermilion on sexual assault awareness that drew a near-capacity crowd. It follows the arrests late last month of 2 USD football players on rape-related charges. The university received a $300,000 grant in October 2016 to educate students on sexual assault. Vice President Kim Grieve says online training is available, although not required. News available anytime on our homepage, www.gowatertown.net. That's a look at your news headlines. Live from the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.